When you look at the way that God formed mankind, you see that God said, let us make man in our image. And you begin to ask, you say, well, how did God make man? Did God speak man into existence? What you see when you continue to read Genesis, in Genesis chapter 2, there's a brand new word introduced to you. Brand new word. In chapter 2, verse 7, look at what it says. Then the Lord God, that's the first time you've seen that. Lord there is Yahweh, Yahweh. That is his covenant name. Moses is telling them, and the Lord God, the one making a covenant with you on Mount Sinai, the Lord God, I am that I am, is what Yahweh means. And the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. You see what's missing there? There's no spoken word of command. And the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, he formed man of what? Of the dust of the ground. Formed is a unique verb that is just now introduced into the Genesis narrative. Formed is the verb yatsar. Yatsar. It has a completely different meaning than the other two words that are used for create and then one for manufacture. Yatsar speaks specifically of the kind of work that a potter does. So you see the picture? You see what Moses is telling them? That the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, he created you, male and female. He created you in his image. He did not speak you into existence like he did all the other creatures. You are not the product of God's colliding or God's mating or some random chance here. You were created in the image of God. In fact, God was so intimately involved in your creation that he didn't speak you into existence. He yatsar'd you. He took up dirt in his hands, fashioned it together, and after he fashioned it, he breathed the breath of life into you. The only aspect of creation formed with the very hands of God is mankind. Doesn't that make you feel special? Doesn't that make you feel valuable? You are the only beings on the earth, you and all of our kind, where you're the only beings on earth that were formed with the very hands of Jesus.